Horizontal and vertical integration. There are two basic directions for growth within a market, horizontal and vertical. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a horizontally integrated firm as one that produces or sells similar products in various geographical locations. Horizontal integration in marketing occurs more frequently than horizontal integration in production. The organization makes and sells the same kinds of things, but in different geographical areas. This is in contrast to a vertically integrated firm, in which functions that were previously performed by suppliers are now done internally. A vertically integrated firm grows in terms of what it makes or what activities it performs. Exhibit 1-33 shows the possibilities for horizontal and vertical integration in the automotive industry. Company A makes luxury cars but wants to expand its products. It does that by acquiring Company B, which makes electric cars. Company A is now in a position to own a larger share of the entire automotive market. Company A could decide instead to grow vertically within its industry's value chain by acquiring Company 1, which makes brake systems used in automotive manufacturing. Or it could decide to do both. Exhibit 1-33, Horizontal and Vertical Integration. Horizontal scope of operations. Crafting and executing strategy defines horizontal scope as the range of product and service segments that the firm serves within its product or service market. For example, an organization may begin as a producer of baby foods, but it may over time broaden its market offerings to include products for different age groups or needs, for example, children with allergies, teething products. The organization may accomplish this growth in different ways, by developing its new capabilities entirely in-house. It may, for example, research, develop, produce, and market a line of organic foods to appeal to a specific group of consumers. This approach requires significant time and resources and will be hard if rivals are preparing to compete in the same area. By acquiring new capabilities, the organization may discover an opportunity to purchase or merge with another organization that aligns well with the business strategy. For example, a company that has introduced a line of organic infant foods may need additional capital to meet its own strategic goals. Its owners agree to sell, allowing ready-made access to this customer group and additional capability. This approach also requires resources, but it offers the opportunity of enabling the organization to enter this market area quickly, building a market share and enjoying a period of uncontested competitive advantage. Analyzing potential mergers and acquisitions is complex. We discuss below some of the factors that an organization must consider in choosing this route to grow scope by outsourcing the capability. The organization may decide that it will purchase product from another producer who will manufacture, package, and distribute the product to the organization's specifications. This is, in effect, adding a supplier to the organization's value chain. It is a rapid and less resource-intensive way to acquire a capability, but it carries other risks. Will the partner deliver the required quantity and quality of goods/services in the required time frame? Mergers and acquisitions. A merger is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the acquisition of the assets and liabilities of one company by another. In a merger, a new entity is formed. In an acquisition, one entity absorbs another. Crafting and executing strategy lists 5 objectives that can be satisfied by a merger or acquisition. Creating cost efficiencies. Expanding geographical coverage, extending product offerings, gaining access to technology, resources, or capabilities, supporting the organization's ability to adapt to the evolution of its industry, for example, the evolution of publishing from conventional methods to digital media. There are at least 2 major obstacles to a successful merger or acquisition strategy. There may be insufficient due diligence into the transaction. An acquired business may, for example, have more dated technology and assets than the purchaser realized. Capabilities may be overstated. It may have legal liabilities that will cause significant expense in the future. For example, the discovery of environmental pollution that will require costly remediation. There may be a mismatch of organizational cultures, which can extend from leaders downward through the entire organization. A workforce used to having more decision-making authority and fewer rules will not adapt smoothly to a more regimented organization. Vertical integration. Vertical integration is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary in part as follows. the degree to which a firm has decided to directly produce multiple value-adding stages from raw materials to the sale of the product to the ultimate consumer. The more steps in the sequence, the greater the vertical integration. As with horizontal integration, an organization can build its own capabilities in these new value chain areas, or it can merge with or acquire a business that performs these capabilities, perhaps an existing supplier. For example, the baby food manufacturer may have been purchasing market research and strategizing from a separate organization. As it considers growth, it may decide that it needs more control over that capability. It may then bring the capability in-house by purchasing its present partner, or it may begin the process of building its own competencies in this area. Vertical integration can provide more control over the value chain and opportunities to lower costs. It presents its own challenges, however. It cannot be assumed that the new competencies will come naturally, easily, or quickly. If the baby food producer decides to purchase its own organic farms, it is entering an activity with entirely different technology, skill sets, and knowledge. It increases investment in the industry and, therefore, exposure to changes or negative trends. If technology or customer preferences change, the organization may lose the value of its investment in the added capability. If the activity is not significant to the organization's operations, the output may not make its acquisition cost-efficient. Purchasing a printing company that makes the baby food manufacturer's labels will be cost-effective only if labels represent a significant portion of costs. Capacities may not match optimally. For example, if the baby food manufacturer acquires its own farms, there is a risk that the farm's production will not meet or will exceed demand and factory capacity utilization rates. As shown in Exhibit 1-34, organizations may have no vertical integration. For example, the supply chain partners remain independent businesses, or they may integrate in either direction, forward or backward, in the value chain. Backward integration focuses on activities located closer to the origin of the value chain. Forward integration focuses on activities closer to the end customer or consumer. Exhibit 1-34, Backward and Forward Integration. Backward integration. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines backward integration as the process of buying or owning elements of the production cycle and channel of distribution back toward raw material suppliers. When an organization can produce raw materials, parts, or services with at least the same efficiency, reliability, and quality as suppliers, backward integration may make sense. It offers more control over the cost, timing, and quality of supplies, a valuable competitive advantage when there are few suppliers and they exert power over their customers. However, it does represent significant investment in an activity that is not one of the organization's core competencies. Let's say that the baby food manufacturer has found a number of challenges with its strategy to expand its product line into organic items. It has not been able to lock in sufficient quantities to keep its new lines busy. It is also meeting resistance from consumer agencies that want greater proof of the organic status of ingredients. The manufacturer decides that it will acquire its own source of raw materials by establishing its own organic farms. It can implement a transparent code of practices that will satisfy outside agencies. It can set planting schedules according to its marketing forecasts. Forward integration. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines forward integration as follows. 1. Process of buying or owning elements of the production cycle. 2. The channel of distribution forward toward the final customer. For some organizations, forward integration provides an opportunity to gain more control over the distribution and sale of their products or services. In the early days of the movie industry, major studios created their own theater chains. This gave them needed capacity, screens for their product, opportunities for distinctive competitive advantage, the movie palaces with opulent decor, and the ability to counter rivals by showing only their own movies. Eventually, this level of vertical integration was judged to be monopolistic. When an organization depends on the goodwill of its distribution channel partners, it must be careful in its use of forward integration. It can create ill will and drive distributors away. For example, if the baby food manufacturer begins to market a sizable portion of products directly to consumers via its own internet site, retailers may retaliate by cutting the amount or quality of shelf space allotted to the manufacturer's products. Outsourcing and integration. Outsourcing is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. The process of having suppliers provide goods and services that were previously provided internally. Outsourcing involves substitution, the replacement of internal capacity and production by that of the supplier. A related term, subcontracting, is defined as sending production work outside to another manufacturer. Outsourcing is essentially the opposite of integration. The organization adds activities to its value chain system. For example, the baby foods manufacturer may decide that it makes more sense to hire design and graphics capabilities from an outside agency. Perhaps it has discovered that its in-house function does not produce the same quality of design and cannot produce marketing materials as efficiently and cost-effectively as an outside agency. It therefore outsources this activity, which becomes an additional link in its supply chain. So, outsourcing makes sense when activities can be performed better, more cheaply, or more quickly by a supplier. For example, the in-house performance of the activity may not provide economies of scale and may therefore not merit investment in the latest technology. Outsourcing may also be advantageous when an organization can put its own resources to more profitable use, to developing new product lines, for example. The advantages of outsourcing do come with risks and a loss of control. Outsourced products or services may not meet time, quantity, or quality specifications. Prices may be increased, affecting the organization's costs and profit. In some cases, the supplier may have access to proprietary information, which creates the risk of lost assets and possibly competitive differential. Organizations must be cautious about the activities they select for outsourcing. They should not be core competencies, those activities that distinguish the organization from its competitors. Integration alternatives to owning or outsourcing include various levels of partnerships with organizations, such as strategic alliances, joint ventures, and so on.